Tuesday, April 8th, WrestleMania 40. So I knew that we were going where we made plans a few months back. As I mentioned, one of my friends is works for TKO, which is the newly formed company in the last year that is WWE and UFC. He's the CFO. And Endeavor is behind it. WME. There's just a lot of big stuff going on within this world here. And if you pay attention at all, The Rock is back involved and was in Saturday night's main event. WrestleMania is a two-night event. Rock is also on the board of TKO, so he has more stake in the game to get involved. And as he says now, as a bad guy, he's made wrestling cool again. So there was a ton of hype leading up to this event in the public eye. But for myself, who was at WrestleMania 1, I was quite excited as well. And also knowing that we were going to get top-notch VIP treatment during this event, and I probably undersold or underrated how ridiculous our experience would be. So around 5:30 on Saturday evening, we go to the Four Seasons to meet my friend and his family, his kids, and we all go together, and we pull into like the back entrance tunnel, like where the same entrance that The Rock pulls into, and there are like trailers out there and there's tons of security. And my friend's assistant is waiting at this door with our tickets and special bracelets, these hospitality access that gives us, allows us to walk through the same tunnels and office areas where the wrestlers are getting their makeup and their costumes and getting ready for matches. And there's a lounge with open bar and food that we have access to. My friend has an office there, which is attached to the Eagles locker room. So right when we get there, we're standing in the Eagles locker room. I'm like in Jason Kelsey's locker, AJ Brown and Devontae Smith next to each other, Jalen Hurts down the row in the corner. And it's like, wow, this is fucking cool. And as we're walking in the back to just like see WrestleMania hype getting ready. And my friend has, told a couple people, including Nick Khan, the president of WWE, that me and my two kids are big fans and we're coming and all, to get ready and make sure we meet everyone, whatever. So before we even got to our seats, because the show doesn't start till like 7 o'clock, we're just walking around and he takes us to Triple H's area, who, if you're unaware, is a former, incredibly popular wrestler. And now the husband of Stephanie McMahon and the guy who essentially runs the company and is, CEO, chief of content, and he runs the company now, especially since Vince is, in his own situation and probably will never be directly associated with the WWE again. So we meet Triple H, we meet Stephanie, and there, I think, three daughters. Say hello to them. Then as we're walking in the back, we see, other wrestlers getting ready. And then we get escorted out to our seats by my friend has a personal security guard who just kind of, makes sure everything's okay and takes him around and through the crowds and whatnot. So he leads us to our seats. And guess who was sitting behind us? Everybody. We were in the front row of WrestleMania 40. Like the literal front row of the whole thing. Like if I stepped over the thing in front of me, I would be able to touch the ring. It was crazy. And like looking around, sitting literally to my left was Stephanie McMahon and Triple H's daughters. Sitting to my right was the CEO of TKO and Endeavor, Mark Shapiro. Around the bend to my left was Nick Khan, the president of WWE. And then us. And I got to tell you, I felt like I fit right in. I had no problem being there. And It was just a sick scene because there's, 65,000 people in this football stadium, and the set that they put up is just remarkable. And it's just a crazy energy in the room. Anyway, I'm not going to take you step by step through, but just that was our access. So at some point, maybe, hour and a half into the card, we, want a little break to get drinks, food, bathroom, whatever. And for whatever reason, this time it was just the four of us, like me, my wife, and my two boys. And we just go walking. We go to the office. We do whatever we have to do. And we're walking back. And this is such a blur and it happened so fast. But there's something, a guy walking towards us in shorts and a long sleeve hoodie with the hood on, looking inconspicuous. And Bodhi like looks and I look and I'm like, oh my God. And we're like, oh my God. And he's like, oh my God, it's the fucking Rock. And the Rock, he like starts to turn down a hallway. He's like got an hour until his first ring appearance in 11 years. So like he's got shit on his mind and he's, he's got better things to do. However, he like hears my wife say something and he walks down the alley, like takes two steps down this alley, like left turn, and then like looks back down over his right shoulder. Down and sees Bodhi and Dre staring up at him and us in amazement that it's the fucking Rock. And he considers what to do for half a second and turns back. And he's like, in that half a second, he decided, I'm going to give these kids their moment, this moment. And he comes over, grabs them both, takes a picture in the middle with the two of them. And says, asks them their names and says, you guys have fun tonight. And then, goes off. And we were fucking just floored because obviously he's, maybe the most famous person in the world right now, one of top 10, whatever. And he's, who's everybody is there to see, especially my kids. So right then, an hour and a half into our first night of WrestleMania, it's like blown away, can't be topped. And literally, like I'm saying, all right, we can go home right now. Like it's all good. Anyway, we get back to our seats, and within the other walks through the hallway, I mean, we saw every wrestler. Some of them we said hi to. Some of them we just walked by and said, "Oh, that's so and so." The Rock was in the main event. They won the main event. Him and his partner. So awesome. And then night two, we felt a little more calm going in, right? Because like we felt like we knew our way around. We know where to go here, and we know where our seats are, and we can go in and out to get drinks more efficiently, more fluidly. This time though, we went to catering first, which we did not find the first night. And my friend's assistant took us there before the matches started. And essentially, what catering is like this big room, like cafeteria style, with like a buffet type of thing. But half the people in the room eating are wrestlers. Like they're just like hanging out. Either they fought the night before or their match isn't for a couple hours. I see in Kevin Owens, Mysterio, Judgment Day, just kind of hanging out. Becky Lynch, she came up, my friend was with us and he knows her, and she came over and said hello and talked to us for a minute. So that was cool. Then we got out to our seats, same exact seats. I forgot to mention that like the night before, like Stephanie McMahon, like we had many conversations with her. She loved my youngest son, Dre. They like sat next to each other for a while and they were talking about strategy in the match. She just loved watching them be so excited about the matches, and she was super sweet. Anyway, so back to Sunday night, we get to our seats, and at one point I take my little guy Dre to the bathroom, back to the office. And on our way, let me just actually earlier, just walking in before we went out to our seats, we saw Seth Rollins, we saw John Cena, who wasn't scheduled to be there, we saw Randy Orton, like we saw some big names as we were getting ready to get into the stadium, get into our seats. But anyway, I take Dre. On our walk back, we see a golf cart roll by with The Rock. So there's another amazing sighting. Okay, The Rock's gonna be back on Sunday night. We then get to our office, my friend's office, And another person that we know from his party essentially is in there. And he said, yo, go peek in to the Philadelphia Eagles locker room, which is, like I said, right there. So we go in around the corner, my son and I, and at the other end of the locker room is Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns practicing for their main event match, which is 2 hours from that moment. Like they're just in there kind of like going through routines and stuff. Like, what the fuck is going on here? And then my son goes to the bathroom and we're just like waiting in this little vestibule, and Roman Reigns walks out by himself right past us and he's like, hey, good looks at my little son. He's like, hey, what's up, buddy? And we're just like, all right, good luck tonight. Didn't want to get bother him. He's going out to, we find out later, lose the title after 3.5 years. And then on the walk back to our seats, we see the Undertaker. I'm like, oh shit, the Undertaker's here too. I'm like, Dre, look, it's the Undertaker. So on one bathroom trip, we saw The Rock, the Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and Roman Reigns. Like, insane. Anyway, get back to the seats, and WrestleMania 2 or Night 2 is just fucking phenomenal. A little add-on, Gary V, who, as you know, I'm a big fan of, was sitting 2 rows behind us with somebody that like I knew from the club world back in the day, who I said hello to when he got there, and then I saw them in the lounge and they came over, and like I had a 5-minute moment with Gary V at the bar in the lounge. And he and Bodie, my son, they had a little banter going during the wrestling. So that was a nice little cool addition. And I'm probably rambling a little bit, and you maybe you could feel my excitement, but it was that type of ridiculous event. And I'm probably leaving out some awesome pieces, but just thinking about it, like today, yesterday. First off, incredible production and just an insane amount of fun. Like I said multiple times, I don't know when my family as a unit, all four of us, had like such a great time together. Obviously, our access and seats and vibe and all that stuff helped make it that. But wrestling's fucking fun as hell. Even if you know nothing about it, like there's no way that you can't enjoy the experience that we had. Like it was just like my wife was not planning on coming back night two. She's like, night one was so fun, and watching you guys have so much fun was so fun that like she's like, I have to come back. And she did, and she was super psyched that she did. And they were like long hauls. Like we left the hotel at 5:30 and didn't get back till midnight. You know, like it wasn't easy, even though we were, you know, granted some special access. So just thinking about how much fun it was. Like, I don't know what event I would rather be at with my whole family in terms of sporting event, concert that we would all four of us love as much as we collectively love this thing. And that, you know, it was an amazing memory, and I'm just so thankful for my boy who made it happen in the way that we experienced it. Like I said, you know, it's only that it can't get better. We can't have better seats. We can't meet someone more famous than The Rock. Like it can't get better than WrestleMania 40 just was. I'm sure we will try it again as long as he continues to work there, which looks like it'll be for at least a minute. So next year, WrestleMania or SummerSlam or Royal Rumble, we'll hit up one of those in the next 3 years, I'm sure, and probably have similar access. But I can't see it being better than what we just did. Like it was so fucking phenomenal. And a memory that will always, always be there.